welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Salen, and you can email me questions to bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and you can join or like, as they say on Facebook, my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, where we have over 3,500 moms and dads from all over the world. The number one city represented on my page, go figure, is Mumbai, India, with close to 100 moms and dads that are a member of the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. As I've touted all too much, I'm sure my first book is coming out in time for Father's Day. It is called A Dad's Point of View, We Are Half the Equation, and you can pre-order it now with some great pre-order specials and some extra goodies for any man in your life, or for that matter, any mom, because I think the things that are discussed in the book are universal to all parents. And the best place to get the book as of now is from my store at brucesalen.com. brucesalen.com, the store tab at the top. Ebook formats, and it will be available on Amazon. All that will be coming later. We have a new artist for our comic on called It's a Tech World After All on Boomer Tech Talk, which I would encourage you to visit. We have also great articles for all boomers on that talk. Today's topic, as is usually the case, though last week we did have open mic, which I think was a ton of fun, but today's topic is based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column called Music Defines Every Generation. You can find my columns, of course, if you just Google my name, Bruce Salen, or A Dad's Point of View, or better yet, go to brucesalen.com. Also, you are invited and welcomed to comment on any and all of my articles. There's a comment section right below each article, and even if you disagree, and I am eager to hear the disagreement, because where I may have missed something, I want to know. I learn from you, hopefully just as much as you're learning from me. Back to our topic of music defines every generation. I've always loved music for as long as I can remember, and there's even a genetic connection in my family. My father played violin, and his father was actually a conductor who had perfect pitch. When it came to me, I could passably play guitar, and I've been told that I have a decent singing voice. I think my rendition of Elvis's Can't Help Falling in Love is especially good. But it's not quite on the level of either of my father or grandfather. But I do love music, and I believe music tends to define every generation. And now that I have teenagers, I'm enjoying, at times, their different tastes in music, although I do roll my eyes and cover my ears occasionally in discomfort. Over the past century, I think this has been a pattern for every generation. My parents' generation was the generation that decried rock and roll as the devil's work. Elvis Presley was their first shock, followed pretty soon thereafter by the British invasion, specifically the Beatles. I remember as a 10-year-old watching the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show, loving them, and experiencing my parents' horror at their long hair. If you look at those images now, you will actually laugh that anybody even thought that was long hair. It really, in retrospect, it seems quaint to think that the hair length of John, Paul, George, and Ringo would even raise an eyebrow. Just a few short years later, the 60s evolved into full psychedelic bloom, in-your-face defiance and rebellion. I continue to believe that the 60s generation did more damage than any generation in the past 100 or so years, but I will save that for when and if I ever have a political show, which I hope not to do. But when it came to music in my family, I chose to educate my boys about the music that I felt was good, important, and worth hearing. The first concert I took them to see was Bruce Springsteen at Dodger Stadium. They were about 6 and 9 at the time, and Springsteen didn't actually begin to perform until a good 2 hours after it was scheduled, which frankly irritated the heck out of me at the time, because within the first hour of the concert, one of the boys got a headache and the other was falling asleep. We left well before Bruce was complete, and I was not too happy, but that was their first exposure. My older son got a guitar for his elementary school graduation present and took a liking to it and rock and roll specifically. I later took him to see Eric Clapton, who I believe is a legendary and classic performer, and then that is essential to know for rock and roll historical knowledge. And my son liked him, but in his opinion, Slash, from the guitarist from Guns N' Roses, was way cooler. Soon we were attending concerts of groups that he had discovered, and we went to see Green Day and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, as well as a weekend music festival with dozens of groups. Green Day and the Red Hot Chili Peppers seemed to me to be the perfect crossover artists for my generation and my boys' generation. We all liked them, But then came Eminem, at which point the generation gap took full hold of us. My younger son was not interested in music during those years, but my older son was devouring Eminem and many other performers that were equally alien and, frankly, offensive to me. His musicmanship, however, was growing, and his skill at guitar and later drums and vocals was growing exponentially. Watching how kids can learn so much quicker than we do is always fascinating. He ended up performing at various places through rock schools and his high school and refined and changed his music interests almost weekly. He was finding his voice, and it was foreign to me, much as the Beatles were foreign to my parents 4 decades earlier. When the three of us would get in the car, my older son would always want to play music for me. I was fooled to believe he actually wanted to introduce me to his music when I realized he was just wanting to listen to music. It was an education. David, my younger son, didn't seem interested at all until one day, just recently, which is what inspired this column and this topic, he asked to play some music for me. He had made a CD. He had made a special playlist just for me. And I actually believe it was just for me. He wanted to show me how much different his taste in music was from his older brother's. So I was pleasantly surprised, and we put in the CD, and I was shocked that I actually sort of liked almost all of the songs on that list. When I asked them who they were, however, I did not recognize a single name. He gave me the list of songs, and I want to see how well you know contemporary music. Can you match the artist and the song? I'm going to give you 5 artists. I actually know the name of 2 of them, but can you match them with the songs? Here are the artists. Adele, Bruno Mars, Black Eyed Peas, Amy Winehouse, and Florence and the Machine. Now, here are the songs. Grenade, Meet Me Halfway, Valerie, Dog Days Are Over, and Rolling in the Deep. I had heard of none of those songs. I had heard of Black Eyed Peas, but I couldn't name a song they did. And I certainly had read about Amy Winehouse, but all I knew was that she was in rehab all the time. So I didn't know a single one of those songs. But I liked them, and I liked David's musical taste. In fact, more than my older son Will's evolving taste into what I call scream metal, which is a whole new genre. It's amazing to me that these songs, which were top 10 hits, were completely unknown to me. I felt old. I know. As the boys would say, you are old. I am old. But this is just another one of those parenting moments that makes me think back to my parents and their challenges with me. The irony related to my parents is that when I got to be an adult, I began to learn about and love the singers of their generation. Sinatra, Dean Martin, Crosby, Sammy Davis Jr., Ella, Como, Durante, and so many more became as dear to me as all those 60 artists I revered just a few years earlier. I can't help but wonder if my sons will also later appreciate the artists that I grew up with. I don't know, but we'll see what our guests have to say on this topic about music defining every generation. We are near the end of this segment. Again, I remind you to please like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page and join our community. There's great discussions, and there are theme days. 4 of our 7 days are theme days. And in fact, Monday is Music Monday. Wednesday is Wednesday Quotes. Friday is Friday Funnies, and Sunday is Faith Sunday. So there's always something of value, I believe, on our page, which is why we are approaching 4,000 moms and dads from around the world on our page. My producer, Richard Dugan, is giving me the finger. He's giving me the indication that it's time to wrap things up for this segment, meaning it's time for a break. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View.